Very excited today, Laura, that we have some great classes on today that kids will be learning, and we're going to have a great word from.
Amen. Father, right now, I thank you. God, I thank you for your loving compassion. Thank you for shedding the blood for us. Thank you for going to the cross. Well, I thank you, Father, that I stand before your people right now, and they are very precious in your sight. God, have me go no farther than you want me to go. Give me words to share to your people, to encourage the heart. God, in the name of Jesus, have your way. Have your way, Lord. And God, most of all, we thank you for Jesus. Yes. Yes. We thank you for Jesus. Yes. And God, we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated at this time. Once again, I thank God for today. I thank God for allowing me to see this morning that was not promised to me. I want to welcome each and every one of you. I want to welcome those who are online as well. Amen. God has a word for us today. Amen. It has already been, what they say, confirmation. Amen. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. Truly give honor to God who is in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Give honor to Apostle David and Pastor Leonard, they're absent. And I want to give honor to each and every one of you that's here today. Amen. All pray for you. Keep me in your prayers. Amen. Keeping you because I do not take it lightly to be behind the podium to stand before God's people because there's souls at stake. Amen. So with that being said, give honor to Pastor Sam as well. Bless you, Pastor Sam. If you be so kind, turn to the book of Job. Amen. Yesterday at the men's meeting, Elder Lewis was in my cabbage patch, as we say down in the South, amen. And it was just brought confirmation. And Brother Michael closed us out talking on the topic that we're going to, that God has placed in my spirit to share with each and every one of you. Amen. So in the book of Job, the first chapter, if you have that, say amen. I'll be coming from the King James Bible, and it starts off saying this in the first verse in chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and extinguished evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Verse 3. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yokes of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. If you jump down to verse 6. Now there was a day that the Son of God came and in the presence of themselves, presented themselves before the Lord. And Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, which comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? A perfect and an upright man, and one that feared God and discerned evil. And Jesus. And Satan answered the Lord and said, do Job fear God for naught? Has not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he have on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hand, and his substance and increase in the land. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Verse 13. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, The oxen have plowed and the asses feeding beside them. And the southern being fell upon them and took them away. And ye, they have slayed the servant with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there also came another and said, The fire of God is fallen upon from earth, from heaven, and have burned up the sheep. And the servant and the servant and consumed them, and I only escape alone to tell thee. While he was still yet speaking, there came another and said, The Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slayed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only alone escape alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, The sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in the elder's brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they were all dead. And I am safe alone to tell thee. Then Job rose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. Verse 21, and he said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return therein. And the Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all of this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Amen. Wonderful Savior. With all that being said, I shortened the title so they can put it up on the screen, because the open statement is, it's not enough room for it. But today, God has placed in my spirit to talk to you today about what's not important and what is important. Amen. So for you that are taking notes, you may want to write this down. Amen. What's not important, who stirs up the storm in your life? What is important is when the storm settles, who's left standing? Oh, I should have got an amen from somebody. That sounded pretty good to me. That encouraged my heart. Let me say it again. Thank you. What's not important, who stirs up the storm in your life? What is important is when the storm settles, who's left standing? Give God some praise. Amen. See, the definition of a storm is a condition made by strong winds with rain, sleet, hail, and snow that can measure at the level category 1 to a category 5. Larger the number, stronger the storm. Church, most of us have heard about Job, the problem he faced. We know his story, and we heard it many a times before. So see, Job found himself and his health not well, not knowing he was being used by God. In verse 8 that we read, the verse 8, it says this. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job?" So in other words, I would like for you to put your name there. Put your name there. "Hast thou considered my servant Juliet? Hast thou considered my servant Paul? Hast thou considered my servant Diane? Hast thou considered my servant David? Hast thou considered my servant Linda? Hast thou considered my servant June?" Put your name there. Because God is about to use you for something. I found it to be an honor to be used by God to go through some hell. Come on, church. Sometimes we get it twisted. That just because we are a child of God, everything's going to be cotton candy and sugar cane. It's an honor to be used by God. Turn to your neighbor and say, "You're about to be used by God. And you don't know it yet." Wonderful Savior. Oh, I feel a little preacher coming on right now. My God, my God, my God. Woo! See. Sometimes, no matter how strong you are in your faith, things will go wrong. Trials will come. Trouble will come. Storms will come. Tribulation will come. Come on, church. Wonderful Savior. Ooh, somebody talk to me. So the question is this. Where is your faith? Job's faith was trusting in God. Is your faith in God? Or is it based on the old classic song by Frank Sinatra, "I Did It My Way"? See, Satan showed up back then, and he still shows up today. He shows up whenever our sons and daughters get together. He shows up in your family. He shows up in my family. He shows up in your life, my life, and he also even comes to church. The Lord said, "Where you come from? Where you coming?" He said, I've been going to and fro. Jesus. So turn to your neighbor next to you and ask them this question. Did you bring him with you? Did you bring him with you? If you did, you better get him out of here. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Loose here, devil. You have no space up in here. Because if you don't get him out of here, I will. Get him out of your homes. Get him out of your families. Get him out. Get him out. Wonderful Savior. My God, my God, my God. Jesus. The Bible tells us in John 10:10. The Bible tells us that he goes like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. This is what the devil does. He comes in our home. He comes in our relationship. See, thank you, Holy Spirit. Sometimes God will show your enemy what he is about to do in your life. He will show the enemy what he is about to do in your life. And the enemy, Satan, hates it. Because he knows if we do what God's will is, he knows if we go and say, "Sister Julia, God bless you." When she shared that testimony where a co-worker wanted to come learn how to read the Bible, Don't you know the devil is mad at you? Because you led someone to help teach them about Christ. Amen. Oh, come on, church. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Church, question. Do you believe that God sent guardian angels to watch over you? If so, then you must believe that the devil sends assassins to take you out. Let me share something with you. Every morning that you get up, every morning that God allows us to get up, every morning that God allows us to be in our right mind and be able to take one foot in front of the other and go out in the community, don't you realize there's a wanted poster out for you? And that wanted poster say, Satan wants you dead. Dead. The Romans 12 tells us that we ought to be a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice. So every morning that God allows me to see, and I have the opportunity, recognize the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, I know that there's a wanted poster out for me. I know there are assassins that are trying to take me out. I know that the storms is coming my way. I know trouble's going to come. But it's all right. Because the Lord is on my side. And thank you, it does not last always. Amen. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What will you do when you don't know what to do? Ephesians 6 and 13 says, and the Bible tells us to stand. And after you've done all you can do, you stand. Stand for holiness. Stand for righteousness. Stand for your families. Stand for your marriage. Stand for your friends that left you. Stand when everybody leaves you. Stand when you're all alone. And as they used to say in the old church I was raised in, and you hold on with the bulldog grip. I won't let go of the Lord. No matter what should separate me from the love of the Lord, I will not let go. I will hold on with the bulldog grip. Amen. Wonderful Savior. See, the Bible addresses three kinds of trees that's in the Bible. They address as one. One is the olive tree. It's one of the most smallest seed that you can plant. The other tree that the Bible talks about is a sycamore tree. A sycamore tree is almost impossible to climb because it's slippery, it's slimy. It's almost impossible to climb. But it is possible to climb. Amen. And the other tree that they talks about in the Bible is the palm tree. Amen. I noticed, I don't know if you know, when you watch the news, you see the hurricanes in Jamaica, and we're praying for the families there. We see hurricanes in these different countries, and down in Florida, they have a lot of palm trees. California got some too now. But one thing about a palm tree, as my wife shared, and she I want to echo, is that whatever the height of a palm tree is, it's that rooted in the ground. Is rooted into the ground. Now, it would sustain the wind and the storms that come at it. It would just bend right with the wind. It doesn't matter if it's a category one, category two, three, four, five. That palm tree will sustain the storm. So in your life of storm that you're going through, I encourage you to be that palm tree. Sustain the wind. Whatever it is that's coming at you, sustain. Now, believe it or not, amen. I know where some storms are in my life. I recall some times where I thought I was going to get uprooted. But as long as I held on and stayed rooted in the Word of God and my faith, it did not move me. So be the palm tree. Amen. People, God, when the storm comes, be as that palm tree, standing tall, rooted in the word of God. While you're standing, you put on the whole armor of God, that you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6 and 14 tells us, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. In other words, every morning when we get up, we ought to put on our battle clothes. Somebody didn't hear me. Just when I go out in public, I want to make sure I got my battle clothes on. Amen. Because you just don't know what you're going to come across these days. These are some crazy times. Amen. So I was thinking about this when I was writing this, Elder Lewis. See, my wife, I'm old school. Y'all hear me? I'm old school. What I do, sis? I lay my clothes out on the bed. Amen. I lay my clothes out. I put my watch out. Put my rings up. I lay it all. Because I want to make sure I got everything that I need to go to. Amen. But I'm not talking about those clothes. I want to talk about the battle clothes, the breastplate, the helmet, all of that. See, I lay that out to make sure that I don't go out underdressed. I don't go out underdressed. I want to make sure I got what my battle clothes on. Because no matter what I face, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to go to battle. Amen. Because there are storms going to be coming in your life. Some of you probably have storms in your life now. And they're about to uproot you. And you're asking yourself, do I hold on? Do I stand? Or do I give in? But people of God, I promise you, if you hold on to the Lord, you're going to make it through. If you hold on to the Lord, he's going to bring you out. If you hold on to your faith and let God have his way, the storm will not take you out. I promise you, when you come out on the other side, you will not look like what you've been through. I just come by today to let you know the storm will pass. The storm will pass. The storm will pass if you hold on to the Lord. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior. But I found out that God will speak to my storm. He will speak to my storm and say, peace. Peace. Hallelujah. There's been times when I've been going through some storms. And I get in the wind catches me. But I found if I can get in the eye of the storm, if I can get in the eye of the storm, where there's peace, Jesus is the eye of the storm. Come on, church. Wonderful Savior. I come by today as Job did in verse 20. Job began to worship the Lord in the storm of life. I come by today to say, put this in your spiritual account. If you have enough strength to praise and worship the Lord through your difficult times, God has enough power to deliver you. Even in the midst of your storm, I know it can be very challenging. Some of you might be saying, preacher, you don't understand what I'm going through. Yes, I do. Yes, we do. But I found out when I praise God, when I worship God in the midst of my storm, he gave me peace. He gave me the reassurance. I'm going to bring you out. Come on, church. Give God some praise on this morning. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. There's a song. It's one of my favorite songs. is sang by a pastor, Douglas Miller. And the title of the song is, My Soul Has Been Anchored. Amen. If I may share a little bit, no, I'm not going to sing it. It starts out, it says, though the storm keeps on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell night from day, still that hope that lies within is reassured as I keep my eyes upon the distant shore. I know without a doubt he leads me in safety to a blessed place that he has prepared. But if the storm don't cease, and if the wind keeps on blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. He said, I realize that sometime in this thing called life, we're going to be tossed by the waves. Come on, church. But one thing I like, but in the word of God, I got an anchor in the Lord. Amen. No matter what storm is in your life, we're standing. No matter what storm is in your life, it doesn't matter. We serve a God that can get you through it and can bring you out. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Wonderful Savior. Maybe there's somebody in the sound of my voice. You're going through some storms right now. And you're tired. You're about to give up. The storm have stirred up some stuff. Stirred up your faith. Stirred up your belief. There's a question in the Bible. Do you believe? The storm has come and stirred your faith, stirred your belief up. The storm even came and you're questioning, God, do you really understand what I'm going through? God, why me? And God might have gave you an answer, why not you? If you think that you are just going to just go by and not endure some troubled times, newsflash, doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. But whatever you're enduring in your life, whatever storm that is in your life, whatever it is that you're facing right now, Jesus took it to the cross. Jesus took it to the cross. And he defeated it. Amen. So you that are going through some storms right now, come, we can pray for you. Maybe somebody in the sound of my voice, you just about to be ready to give up and throw the towel in. Come, we can pray for you. Maybe your marriage been under attack. Come, we can pray for you. Maybe you know what it is. You know what it is. You know what storm is in your life. You know what you're facing. You know what you're facing. Amen. I also want to send the invitation to those that do not know Jesus Christ and pardon of your sins. Come, and we can pray for you. Amen. We can pray for you. Amen. Yes. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. As they say, maybe somebody's about to give up. But I promise you, if you hold on to the Lord, God will see you through. Maybe it's a family member that you want to intercede for. Come. Maybe there's some unsaved family members that you want to pray for them. Come. 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 I'm going to ask Reverend Junior. I thank God for Reverend Junior. Amen. We got children that's unsaved. Well, I want them to be saved. That's my desire for my children to be saved. Amen. Amen. Wonderful Savior. Father, right now, maybe there's somebody online that's listening. Maybe you don't know Jesus Christ and pardon of your sins. We can pray for you as well. And maybe you're enduring some storms in your life that you just can't see yourself getting out of it. But I promise, according to the word of God, he's going to bring you out. Father, right now, these are your people. And God, they come. They're facing some storms in their life. Whatever level it is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. God, you are able to sustain us. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to be their strength. Strengthen them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, get them through it. Let them know that you are still with them. Let them know that you have not forgotten from them. Let them know that you will not leave them nor forsake them. Let them know that you will stay with them even in the midnight hour. God, let them know that you see the tears falling down. You see the tears as they take, as they driving down the road in the cars. You see the tears that are falling, Lord. God, let them know that you have not and you will not abandon them. Let them know that you will strengthen them. Let them know that you will bring them out. Let them know that they're going to come out and to be a testimony unto somebody else. God, in the name of Jesus, we give you all. God, we have nowhere else to turn to. We're turning to you. You're the God of heaven, the God of everything. You are our strength. And we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. God, encourage their heart. Give them the strength to hold on, God. Not to let go. Bless, Lord. Turn around marriages, Lord, that's going through some trying times. Right? God, in the name of Jesus, God, rekindle the fire even on the inside. Devil, you have no place here. Satan, loose here. Get up out of here. Get up out of here in the name of Jesus. Get out of the home. Get out of relationships. Get out. Leave our children alone. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Yes, Lord. We say yes to your will even more. We say yes to your ways even more. God, we're trusting in you. We're trusting in you, Lord. We're trusting in you. Speak to the storm. Speak in the name of Jesus. And give us peace in our hearts that passes all understanding. And God, we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. 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 My God, my